Welcome to the top of the week. I publish listicles to help people shift their mindset, reclaim balance and inner peace. Save these for later. Nothing is more disheartening than being let down by people you've supported at one point or another. New entrepreneurs often experience this when they launch new businesses, expecting much support from people they know and have supported. The reality is that some people are takers. They don't practice the concept of reciprocity. Takers create an imbalance in the world, break spiritual laws, and constantly block their own blessings. They often lack in critical areas of life, such as love and relationships. But don't jump to the negative just yet. There are others among us who love nothing more than being of service and helping other people, organizations, and special causes. These people often never lack and are blessed in the physical and spiritual realms with an abundance. When you feel let down, consider these 7 factors so that you can refocus and continue to lead, inspire, and create a ripple effect of kindness around you. 1. Reflect on your own actions. Take a moment to acknowledge the positive impact you've made and the support you've provided. Remember that your actions were genuine and came from a place of kindness. 2. Communicate your feelings. Express your emotions calmly and respectfully to those who have not reciprocated your support. Be honest about how their actions have affected you and allow them to understand your perspective. 3. Set boundaries. Evaluate your relationships and determine if setting boundaries is necessary to protect your emotional well-being. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and limit your interactions with individuals who consistently fail to support you. 4. Seek support elsewhere. Surround yourself with supportive people or a therapist who can offer encouragement, validation, and empathy during challenging times. Building a solid support network can help alleviate feelings of isolation. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself and acknowledge that it's natural to feel disappointed or hurt when your support isn't reciprocated. Engage in self-care activities, such as meditation and journaling, that nurture your mind, body, and soul. 6. Focus on gratitude. Shift your perspective by focusing on the positive aspects of your life and the relationships that bring you joy and fulfillment. Cultivating gratitude can help you appreciate the support you receive from others, no matter how small. 7. Lead by example. Continue to offer support and kindness to others, not expecting to receive something in return but because it aligns with your values and brings fulfillment to your life. Your actions can inspire others and create a ripple effect of kindness in the world. Kenyatta Gray is a certified master coach, and can be reached at innerbliss.com.